New day, new format. Welcome to Blue Morning. I'm Young Genie, and this is my verbal diary. I expose myself to practice my propriety. I am on a path of purification. I am an investigator researching deep into the concepts of privacy and publishing. I believe that by exposing myself, I am healing my scars and lightening my baggage. What's the evidence for this belief? I feel the changes deep inside me. Hopefully, my maturity is palpable to the listeners. The listeners? I'm not sure who the listeners are. Indeed, I often feel ignored. If there are listeners, they will be in the future, in the time when my message is clearly heard. My practice is dedicated to them, to our collective futures, that we may be conscious of the majesty of our existence. Someday, humanity will be freed from its constant struggle for liberation. I don't think that I'm a utopian for saying so. To me, optimism is rational, because the alternative is unacceptable. If life is not improving, then what keeps your motor moving? If the truth is too risky to speak, then what could possibly be safe? Without wisdom and leadership, what can truthfully be said of our conditions but decay? With eyes wide open, how can I see any color but red? Our world is a mess and it burns fiery orange with brown scented fumes. Given this unfortunate truth, how do I handle my anger? So many things are not as they should be, as they could be, and I can do better. I know I can. Yet, my attempts to rectify the situation have not fully succeeded. So this episode is a retrospective on the Blue Morning experience. There was a week when I tried to record a podcast every day. It was good in many ways, but not sustainable. I couldn't keep up the pace. I couldn't handle the pressure. I started the program in order to inject discipline and structure in my life. But it was too much. It began to take over and became a stressor. The routine became a chore, something to dread. That's the opposite of what I wanted, which is something to dream of. Well, since I cut the THC out, I've been having nightmares. But otherwise, I've been well. When I stopped recording the episodes, my routine stopped as well. I haven't been working out or meditating with regularity, and it shows my energy level is lower than optimal. But things are turning around. I started a new podcast called Manual. It's a series of conversations with my wellness mentor, Christopher Pena. And Manual is a wonderful development. I've been looking for help for years, and now it has come. I'm deeply thankful. I have been unsatisfied with the people that have surrounded me. So much so that I used to call myself a loner. So much so that I have kept my enemies closer than my friends. And this is coming to an end now. No longer will I hold my nose and ignore my intuition when I hear an untruthful message. Chris has shown me the true meaning of complacency. My whole life, I've misunderstood that word. I thought that complacency is bad. And so I've been complacent about bad things. I have given people a pass for disrespecting me and my loved ones too many times. I thought it was about survival, but life without courage is not worth living. What has been done in ignorance can be forgiven, but only if changes for the better are taken, and the decision is made to choose love of life over oblivion. I now see the flaw in the first iteration of Blue Morning. I was a follower of a system, not the leader of my own mission. I was inspired by Tim Ferriss and others who use morning routines and rituals to achieve success. And so I tried to implement something like that. That means I was a user, a consumer, and a doer, not a producer, an owner, or a decider. I performed what other people think is the right thing, but now I will live out my own desires. My truth is that I don't love going to the gym. I don't like the music, the wallpaper, the dirt and grime, the sanitary cleaning liquid. I don't care for my gym mates, and I don't like the locker room or the nasty showers. Most of all, I don't like to be in the dark and blue lights while the sun is shining brightly. And I don't like complaining anyway, but some things you do, you don't like. Well, the solution to my gym problem isn't a better gym. It's to practice physically intensive activity on my own terms. And that means sports. I love games, but I don't want to work. Not excessively, not extra. I know that many people are driven by work. They're driven to earn and driven to suffer. And they appreciate the pain. They revel in the discipline required to push past it in order to gain. But not me. That's never been me. And I must realize the fullness of my identity. There's no point in adopting foreign ways of being. I know that's not a successful approach, not in this reality. I believe that I have followed advice too readily. And while I respect the people who have given me advice, I know that I can't mindlessly obey. I know that what I'm doing takes a team to do it, but that doesn't mean I need a team of advisors. Indeed, too many chefs is a problem. While I have been too easily impressionable, I have projected that onto others. I've tried to help people, but now I don't try to help, not anymore. Certainly, I don't help people before they ask me. It's just not the way. For too long, I have given away my energy without receiving enough in return. I see that excess generosity is a kind of greed. Yes, I was greedy. I was deluded into thinking that the more I give away, the more I will receive. And there is an underlying truth here that if you provide value ahead of having received it, that may be virtuous. But giving to people who don't want to receive is wasteful, and there is no virtue in waste. So, having said that, I now conclude with gratitude. Thank you.